Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Suri. How are you today?
Morning, Rachel. I'm really well, thanks.
That's
how are
good.
You?
Yeah, we're doing really well. I'm excited to hear what book you've brought us this morning.
Cool.
What have we got?
I've got the newest Otessa Moshfay, which I actually think should be hitting shops today.
Awesome.
It's called Let Vana, and if you've read Otessa Moshfay's work before, you already know you're in for something like quite dark and disgusting. There's a lot of God and poo in this book.
Excellent. Just the you know, most important things to get stuck into.
So Let Vana is, I guess, like a little bit more of like a historical fable than her other books, which are usually about like sort of present day millennial angsty stuff.
Yeah.
But Let Vana looks primarily at the story of this like small fiefdom ruled by a cruel and delirious king, Willem. And like the central character of the story is this young boy, Marek, who is like, has absolutely no redeeming qualities. Like, it's like, he's like, he's born really pale and like quite like weak is the description in the book, and he sort of like grows up being the same and kind of embodying this like jealous, clingy, needy, already gross. But every character in this book is like gross in their own way. Like the counterpart to Marek, Ina, she's like this 40-year-old witch who,
amazing.
Like, yeah, already amazing. She's never had kids, but she's got like this endless production of like breast milk and starts like feeding all of the infants in the village. His father, Jude, is like this sort of handsome, like strapping man who's also like a horrible, tortured, like, I don't know, just like the kind of man who feels like very sorry for himself, but also like exerts like this weird violence on people around him. But ultimately it sort of becomes, I think what Otessa Moshfay is doing in this book really cleverly is looking at how like humans are drawn to the need to like create purpose and like find patterns in like a largely like coincidental and random universe. So each of these characters, even though they're evil and horrible in each of their own way, they have like their own understanding of like God, of ideology. It's like a really interesting look at how people develop spirituality from like the physical world and like in pre-media times.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's really, really fascinating. It's really dark. It's been compared to Shrek.
Oh, incredible. You sold me already.
Yeah, it's like, it's fantastic. I mean, it's so abject. I would really say, like, to, if you're thinking about reading it, there are no like trigger warnings. The descriptions of like violence and rape and who are all very like perfunctory and like,
right.
Yeah, so I think it's like a really, really fascinating book. It's like a really interesting way of understanding how people are constantly searching for meaning, how like evil arises out of like boredom and like, yeah, a lack of purpose. Yeah, I think Otessa Moshfay really is a genius. Like, there are just so many gems in this book, but also like, yeah, there's like definitely moments where like when she describes someone falling off a cliff and like the way that she describes their body and their eyeball hanging out of their socket, it's almost like, yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like,
I was gonna say, she's quite a funny writer. Like,
she is.
You know, this, the kind of abject awfulness of this is very much undercut with this kind of dark as humor as well.
Totally. It's like, yeah, it's like, it's not just like,
It's not just bleak. It's funny and bleak.
It's really funny and bleak. It's absurd. It's like ridiculous. It's it's a really fantastic read. But approach carefully.
Approach with caution. Remind us of the name.
It's Lat Vanna and it's by Oteza Moshfe and it should be in stores today.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Suri.
Thank you, Rachel.
That was Loose Reads.